AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The White House says President Biden plans to allocate 75% of unused coronavirus vaccines through the UN-backed COVAX Global Vaccine Sharing Program. Jeff Zients is White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator.
As the days get brighter and brighter at home, we're focused on driving progress to help the pandemic, help end the pandemic around the globe. It's both the right thing to do and an important step in protecting Americans by helping to stamp out the virus.
The plan is to have 25% of the unused supply kept in reserve for emergencies and for the U.S. to share directly with allies and partners. The number of people filing claims for unemployment fell last week for the fifth straight week to a new pandemic low. President Biden instructed the federal government to elevate anti-corruption measures as a central U.S. foreign policy and national security issue. A big change ahead in college basketball. Duke coach Mike Krzyzewski, Coach K, says he will retire after next season.
It's been a family atmosphere. And I just want to tell you, I've been a very lucky guy. A really lucky guy.
Duke named former player and associate head coach John Shire as Krzyzewski's successor. The Cleveland Indians say they are narrowing a final list of new names and vetting them for legal purposes after months of research and discussion with fans. The team announced in December it's changing its name for the first time since 1915, a decision that came during a national movement to remove and replace prejudicial names and symbols. Buckingham Palace says Queen Elizabeth will meet President Biden at Windsor Castle during his visit to the UK to attend the Group of Seven Leaders Summit next week. United Airlines aims to bring back supersonic travel before the end of the decade with a plane that has yet to be built. This is AP News. NASA is returning to Venus, our closest yet perhaps most overlooked neighbor, after decades of exploring other worlds. The space agency's new administrator, Bill Nelson, announced two robotic missions, Da Vinci Plus and Veritas, to the solar system's hottest planet.
We hope these missions will further our understanding of how Earth evolved and why it's currently habitable when others in our solar system are not.
It will be the first U.S.-led mission to the atmosphere of Venus since 1978.
This is really exciting stuff, and it's an emerging area of research for NASA.
The missions beat out two other proposed projects to Jupiter's moon and Neptune's icy moon. The U.S. and the former Soviet Union sent multiple spacecraft to Venus in the early days of space exploration. The European Space Agency put a spacecraft around Venus in 2006. Ed Donahue, AP News.